NRSC, Democrat John Ossoff voted to give health care to illegal aliens, opposed Trump's historic investment in rural health care. By Sean Moran on December 29, 2025. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, on Monday chided Senator John Ossoff, DGA, for repeatedly voting to give health care to illegal aliens, while opposing President Donald Trump's historic investment in rural health care. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced $50 billion in awards to states to boost rural health care as part of the Big Beautiful Bill. Health and Human Services, HHS, Department Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in a statement. More than 60 million Americans living in rural areas have the right to equal access to quality care. This historic investment puts local hospitals, clinics, and health workers in control of their community's health care. Thanks to President Trump's leadership, rural Americans will now have affordable health care close to home, free from bureaucratic obstacles. CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz said. Today marks an extraordinary milestone for rural health in America. Thanks to Congress establishing this investment and President Trump for his leadership, states are stepping forward with bold, creative plans to expand rural access, strengthen their workforces, modernize care, and support the communities that keep our nation running. CMS is proud to partner with every state to turn their ideas into lasting improvements for rural families. The NRSC highlighted that Ossoff has voted to oppose the Big Beautiful Bill, while voting many times to give health care to illegal aliens. John Ossoff voted repeatedly to give free health care to illegals, but voted against President Trump's historic investment in rural health care. Ossoff should be ashamed for continuing to leave rural Georgians behind while he panders to the radical left, said NRSC Regional Press Secretary Nick Puglia. Ossoff even tried to blame Trump for a rural Georgia hospital reducing services. However, the closure started under President Joe Biden.